is. How are you, Zena?
Oh, hi. I got your message, but what's going on? You tried to call our toll-free number and it didn't go through?
Yes, Zena. I got another phone number here. Another four, so listen to this.
What number? Well, I heard that. It was just like ringing busy, right?
It sounds like this, and it has been sounding like that for the last 4 or 5 hours.
Really?
So the number that you got in Google Maps, I mean the local supplies number, it sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to call you from my number, from my other number, from my wife's number, and it sounds like that, like a beep, beep, beep.
Okay, I'm checking our IP chat to see if anyone else has reported a problem with the number today, because normally you can get right through it. If everybody's got a call, we even have a AI assistant. Her name's Jordan. She answers the call, so that's weird. Let's see. There might be something going on with the phone lines today, but this looks like another problem. Someone reported agents are experiencing random phone ringing while they are on calls, but that seems like a different issue. So I'll report this to the IT department. It's probably just some type of a glitch, but they'll get it fixed. But it's good to know that my extension works. How did you reach me? Did you just put in 777 and it rang back to me?
Yeah, so actually, I just called you from the number that I don't know if it's like it's for a local slash number. I called you through that number, and then I called 777.
Oh, you hit redial from the number I called you from earlier, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so that number works. Let me just report this in the IT so that they know. I'll put your name just to
say. Yeah, I call you to the number where you text me, which is 951-221-4111. I call
mm-hmm.
you to that number.
And that's
and
the one that worked, right?
Yes, and then I put 777. And then you're calling me from a number that is 407-349. 4337. That's the number that you're calling me right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, when you call Local Splash, it's always best to use the 877 number that I texted you, 877-635-6225, because when we call out, we use a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, and sometimes it just matches the areas that we're calling. So it's always best. That's the number you had trouble with, right? The 877-635. Okay. Let me let them know. Yeah, because that should not be the case. That number should work 24/7. Because like I said, we have an AI assistant too. So let me put client reported our 877-635-6225. Number not working. He called while I was speaking to him, and it rings busy. I heard it, so that way they'll know what to do. Him and it rings busy. Please fix.
I was like, what happened?
I'm so happy that you told me that, because we could be missing a lot of calls right now. We don't even know it, you know? So you're the first one that reported it. But there was somebody that reported, you know, a different problem earlier. So something could be going on with the phone lines. But we'll get that fixed for sure. Yeah, so thank you for letting me know. Do you have a second so we can test your call tracking? Because I know I wanted to do that earlier to make sure that it works.
Okay, yes, actually you can call the piece that, I mean, like I said, because I'm pretty sure that the number that you gave me, I mean, mine, the company phone number, is one that is like connected to the internet. So what happens, for example, if I'm not connected to the internet when a customer is trying to call me?
Well, it should still ring over to your voicemail then, if it's not connected to the internet. But the numbers that we use for call tracking, they're not voice numbers. We use, most companies these days, if they're calling nationwide, they use the VoIP numbers because it keeps the outbound cost lower. But for the call tracking numbers, it's something that we actually have to pay for. So we buy the call tracking number, and we pay a monthly service fee to keep it up and running for you. Matter of fact, most people will tell us, you know, it's an upsell to the existing clients, but now they're actually including it in all the packages. But I'm going to call it right now and put it on speaker just so that we can both hear what happens, and hopefully it rings over to you. If not, we'll see why it's not, but let's just see what happens.
Thank you for calling Dunn Removal and Dunn Mr. Wessel to be your trusted services provider. For new customers, press 1. Press 2 for existing customers.
Okay, I just pressed 1. So let's see.
Okay, yes. Okay. I'm receiving the call right now.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, so it's working. It's probably the, I just hung up on it, by the way, but it's probably that press 1, press 2 greeting. That's the thing that is a huge value to business owners because, again, so many business owners get so many junk calls or spam calls. Not to say that that's going to eliminate all of them, but it will eliminate the ones that are computer generated at least. So when you pick up the phone, it's an actual person on the other end, okay?
Okay.
And then let me... What was that, Victor?
Well, actually, that sounds professional. Like, hey, hello, how are you? Don't worry, young people, doctor. That sounds very professional. I like it.
Oh, good. Yeah, we always do that, and we, you know, put it together so that it has your business name on it, and it does sound professional. And it can even be modified. You know, the most popular one is what you have. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. But you can modify it to say, you know, different options if you wanted to. But that's the best one, I think. So what I'll do is I'm also going to send you an email that'll say Tina's contact info. So if you ever have trouble calling in, which you were very smart to hit redial and you were able to reach me, but if you ever have trouble calling in, you could either, you know, reply to one of my texts or just reply to this email, and then that way I'll be able to see, you know, what it is that you need as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I just sent you that email, so now you have it. I just put Tina's contact info in the subject line.
Perfect.
And okay.
One more question. For example, I don't know if you also handle the reviews response. So I got like 3 or 4 new reviews, but they haven't been responded yet. So I don't know if Tech does that or I do that.
For the reviews, you respond to them because we don't necessarily know. Because some people will tell us, oh, that's not even a client, that's an ex-employee, or they'll tell us what the problem is. But if we don't know what the problem is, we can't really reply. But have you been on your client dashboard, Victor?
No. I was just wondering if you guys do it. But if you don't, I'm more than happy to do it.
Okay. Yeah. But what I do want you to do is work on getting some, you know, more 5-star ratings on the Google. So I will definitely.
Oh, yes,
yeah, I can send you a review generator email that will help you with that so that, you know, it'll help you get another 5-star rating here and there. I just got to see where we're at in the process because sometimes Google will, you know, request a video verification or something. Not sure if that step was available on your end. Let's see. It looks like it should be good. Mm-hmm. One second.
One more thing. I just want to make sure with you that you actually got access to the Yelp page and to Facebook.
Okay, let me ask. because I don't have that type of a system, because I typically just call out for failed payments and whatnot. So I can ask the Facebook department and the Yelp department if you added us successfully. There's a note here that says Yelp admin invite accepted, so that looks
the
like
the person at extension 623 is unavailable. Please leave your message
you
after
hear,
the tone.
Do you hear that?
When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Yes. What is that?
Yeah, I think that's the problem that they reported earlier with our phone line, because remember it was somebody saying that while I'm talking to someone, it's ringing someone else. So I think there is something going on. But, okay, so what I was saying is there's a note here that says that you, the Yelp admin invite was accepted. And also Google Business Page added, client added us as a manager. I'm looking for the one on Facebook. I don't see the one on Facebook. That doesn't mean that it's not accepted. It just could be that they didn't notate it. So I'm going to check with that department and make sure that we're, you know, added onto your Facebook. So one second here.
Okay.
Yeah, let me write the correct person so, so everybody knows.
So, for example, if a customer sends me, so let's say I'm going to do something. Let's see. So, if I want to do a text message, let's see, don't worry. Because right now, the business profile, the phone number is 407-987-3808. And let's say I want to call.
Calling Dust Boy Junk Removal and Dumpster Rental to be your trusted services provider. For new customers, press 1.
Okay, lot of questions. If you, and if I want to text, then I text message. Let's see. That's the thing you want to know, because let's say that that someone wants to text me a text message, or if someone just leave a voicemail. Okay, I got a notification.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to text through that number without giving another number, you can do that through the Local Splash app. So did you put that on your phone already? It's a free app for either the iPhone or the Android store.
Yeah, I got the
okay.
Hello. I just put hello. Okay, I got a message.
Okay.
And let's say that I want to send an image. Let's see.
You wanted to send a what?
A photo, for example.
Oh, okay. So you're just testing it.
Yeah. Let's see if I get it. Which I'm not getting.
Oh, yeah. I see your hello that you sent. It's showing on your dashboard.
Okay. I got the image. Okay. So, I can receive the text message and phone. Okay.
Yes. Yes, yeah, that's why we developed the app, is so that we could save our customers that extra step, because that extra step was annoying. I completely agree with you, but now you don't have to worry about that. As long as you have the app on your phone, you can text back and forth, and you could still send images and receive images.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I didn't get a response back from the verification department yet, but I'm asking them to confirm that we have access to not only the Google Business page and the Yelp, but also to the Facebook page. If we need something of you, I'm going to have them reach out to you and send you an email. So if you get an email that says, you know, please add us to your Facebook page or something like that, even if you did it before, the reason you're getting the email is because it didn't go through, right? But if it went through, then you won't get an email or anything like that. I can just send you a message and let you know, hey, Victor, they confirmed that everything's fine on this end. But if they do need something, I'll have them send you the instructions so that you can get that part done, okay?
Okay, I'm quick, and last question. And
yes.
If by any chance in the future I decide, like, you know what, I just want to give my phone number, that's okay? I'm all right?
Yeah, so if you ever want to, you know, discontinue service, then we would you would just let us know to put your phone number back up there, because once we discontinue, we're going to stop paying for the call tracking number and it's not going to work, right? So if you ever decide to do that, just call us and say, hey, can you please put my actual number on there because I'm going to discontinue the service, and then we would remove the call tracking from everything and put your actual number on there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Oh, there was that other call that was, yeah, something weird going on with our phone lines, but I guess they're already working on it. Okay. So James confirmed that you're good on the Google Business page. So I'm waiting to hear back from Kyle because I saw the note on the Yelp is good. So I just have to wait and hear if the Facebook. Oh yeah, we have access to Facebook and Yelp. Okay, good. So you don't have any further steps on your end. You're all good to go for now. Okay, and then I'll send you that review generator email once it becomes available, so you can work on getting some more 5-star reviews here and there. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Victor. Thank you for letting me know about that phone problem. Like I said, we could be missing a lot of calls now, so I really appreciate that, and have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're very welcome, sir. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.